Welcome back, my friends. I have such a sweet treat for you. My friend, Courtney Whitsitt, is here. She's a small business owner. She's a personal chef. She is married to Mustache Kev from Russ's band. And we have done life together since we were 19. We talk about all things motherhood as we were both pregnant when we recorded this episode. She is due any day now, so it's just such a sweet episode talking about the things we're excited about, our favorite baby gadgets, and she has plenty of wisdom for those of you who don't want to talk about baby things. She's got plenty to say, so I can't wait for you to listen. Oh my goodness. My girl. Courtney Whitsitt.
My girl.
Coco Gigio, as we lovingly call her in our house. Coco Gigio is here.
Yes.
Guys, you may know her as Miss Poor La Mer herself. She is a personal chef for postpartum mamas.
That's right.
And like ourselves, currently, yes. We are both pregnant.
We will be postpartum mamas.
Yes. We are still technically, we have another child. Yeah. So
I believe you're postpartum. Forever.
Forever. So. Because you just the brain specifically, mm-hmm. lots of things don't go back, but the brain specifically.
That whole brain doesn't have the elasticity.
Never recovers.
No.
Never fully recovers. She is married to fan favorite, Mustache Kev.
The one and only.
The one and only Mustache Kev on Team RD Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're just, we're wedded in so many different ways.
Yes.
We were friends long before Kevin joined the scene.
Yeah.
He joined the scene because of
you.
Me.
Yes.
And now he is your employee, technically.
Technically.
Also like a brother.
Yes.
And then became your personal chef along the way. And
you're stuck with us.
You're stuck with me.
We are just trying to find every way that you can't leave us.
Yeah.
That we have to do life together.
It's okay. I don't think we're trying to leave.
So okay, great. Because I think we'd all be lost. I'm going to be honest. The story of Mustache Kev coming to Team RD is pretty hilarious, actually.
It sure is.
We were headed on one of the FGL cruises at the time.
Classic.
We had no bass player. And I think Kev was like at least the third call. Like there, because we didn't even really.
Sixth?
We
didn't, I think the number is
really?
Six.
We called people that don't even play bass, I think. We called people that like dabbled on a guitar in high school trying to like woo a girl in the quad in college, aka Spencer Noe.
I saw you in the gazebo once playing guitar.
I think you could probably play bass on this professional thing we're doing.
Yeah.
And someone was like, Courtney's new boyfriend.
No, we were broken up. That's the best part.
No, not till after.
Really?
No. It was Courtney's new boyfriend he plays bass. And we were like, okay. And then about a week later, you broke up.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant after the cruise. I was like, no.
And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
So now we're taking this guy.
Courtney's ex-boyfriend is playing
bass.
Who we don't know
to the Caribbean on some cruise. We barely know this man. He broke our friend's heart.
She broke his heart. No, we co-broke.
You co-broke.
We co-broke.
You co-broke.
Okay.
But I was always team Kevin Coco.
Yeah.
You
kept us together sometimes.
I was scheming.
Yeah.
I was a little schemer dreamer over there. Like, it was a snow day. Everyone was about to get snowed in. I was like, Kevin should come over because you were living with us. And I was like, well, whoops, Kevin's here. He can't drive home. You guys are broken up. But
that was great.
Who cares?
Ben, I wasn't even living with you at the time. I had found a way. We caught a ride in a Jeep, McKenna and I.
Oh.
We got brought over because we lived in a similar neighborhood.
Yep.
And then we were like, if we're going to get stuck anywhere, we want to get stuck at the Dickersons, which is just how everything is with you guys. If I'm going to get
it's going to be a party.
In a house, it's going to be with you guys.
Yeah. Russ has got the wine stash.
Yeah.
It's the spot to be.
Ben disappeared for like an hour.
That's it.
Ben Pospisil, the one and only, drove through the icy streets in his Prius?
Ford Focus? No, Prius. He had a Prius,
In his Prius. And snuck away and got Kevin and brought him. So you guys must have co-schemed.
Yeah.
Because he was like, Kevin's got to be here. And then we all got snowed in together.
We won't get him.
It was great. And then probably a couple years later, we broke up several times. A couple years later, I remember you being like, hey, I just have this feeling that you're going to live with us in this season before you get married to Kevin. And at that point, I was like, I'm about to break up with Kevin for real. But I was like, oh, yeah, maybe.
I am about to be homeless. I'm just going to wage my wager
here.
So I
took you up on the living with you part, but I still hadn't gotten back together with Kevin. And so Yeah, I lived with you from the time right before we got back together until I slept at your house the night before I got married. So
yeah.
Just really enmeshed,
entrenched
deeply
in Team Dickerson. Yeah. I mean, we are Team Whitsitt.
It
felt like sometimes you know, and then sometimes the people you love know that they know.
Yes,
and that was it. I was like, they're so good for each other. Like, just the way he calms you, or like, and the way that you make him think about things that matter. And like, just the balance is really significant, that you see it and you're like, yeah, this works.
Yeah.
And it works really well.
I will say, like, I always thought I needed the like gregarious, charismatic, center of attention person. And he's not that.
No.
He's very friendly. He's extroverted, but he's not like, everybody look at me, and he's not cracking jokes every 2 seconds. And so I just was like, this can't be the right fit for me. And so between the two of us also, I was the commitment phobe. And so he was, I think he would have been down to get married probably 2 years in, and I was just dragging my feet. And so, yeah, you do. Some of us need those other people to be like, maybe you didn't know, no, no, but we know, no, no.
We know, no, no.
So,
yeah, you're right. He's such an, like, he has this quiet confidence to him, but he's an observer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good at assessing a situation and, like, really seeing people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're someone who, like, needs to be really seen, I think. Like,
oh, yeah. I can see that.
Like, you feel things so deeply that, like, you need to be paid attention to make sure you're okay. And, like, you know, I'm like, I'm just like, do over here. Someone's like, how are you? I'm like, I haven't asked myself that in days,
like,
weeks.
I don't know how I am.
And you're like, I ask myself that just about every 30 seconds, you know?
Well, also, Daniela taught me this, but, like, I, you know, speaking of me being the feeler, I thought I needed this person who was on a roller coaster of emotion at all times as well. And then I was like, man, he's so steady. It's like, just so chill, you know, and like in a bad way. And then I was like, oh, he's so steady.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's so chill.
I need this.
This is great.
Because I get to do the roller coaster. I wouldn't say I'm like a volatile individual by any means.
No.
But I just feel the big feels. I'm the romantic. I'm the like, you know, this is a moment, like that person.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you know.
You're like, I'm waiting for my like rom-com, where's the snow gonna fall, while we're outside having this
you
magical moment.
The doors the cards in front of the doorstep, which we don't love that movie. So.
No, see, you know me so well. It is a weird thing that I don't love Love Actually.
Don't reference
Love Actually.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of infidelity in that one, and that just stresses me.
It's also, some people might not agree with this, but it's not the most feel-good
movie. No, I agree with you.
It's a sad movie.
I love feel-good movies, and that one does not make me feel good, so I don't enjoy it. Same with Four Christmases.
Oh, that's such a stressful movie.
So stressful.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sitting there trying to be, like, a mediator. Everything in me is like, okay, if you would just talk about this, this, and that, this problem would go away. You know, I'm trying to, like, be their therapist in the corner. I'm like, I can't watch this movie.
Yeah.
It stresses me out.
I do feel like if you want to have me back seasonally, I'll talk to you about Christmas movies all day long.
Honestly.
All day.
This is what's our Hallmark group text? We have a group text.
Remember.
What's it called?
What are we called?
The Hallmark. Maybe
check.
It's just Hallmark. It might not be creative.
Maybe something
at all.
Really profound, like a Hallmark.
All
movie
you need to know
girls.
Is we have a group text about the latest, cheesiest, best movies. But before we move on to that, I do want to touch on how we can go wherever the wind blows us here.
We will.
And we will. No, to your point about the emotions and how you're not like a roller coaster. When I go through really hard things, you are the person who articulates how it feels.
Wow.
And, like, you're the person,
thank
I think you.
You
do this for so many people that, like, you put into text form or whatever, like, hey, this may feel like this, this, and that. And I just want to give you permission to not have to get over it or not. It doesn't have to be okay. Or, like, everyone needs someone like you, including Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the permission to feel your feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, you're so good at that.
Thank you.
And I just want to acknowledge that.
I'm going to butcher this saying, so please forgive me. But it was something like, emotions can be great teachers, but they don't have to be your, like, the leader or something like that.
Oh.
I definitely got that wrong.
It's fine.
Essentially, like, we can learn a lot from what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to let it dictate everything that we do, you know, it doesn't have to be a major decision factor or something, but it can be like an insight, a window into maybe something that's going on that's deeper, or maybe it's just the emotion at hand and
yeah.
that needs to be processed as well. And I just feel like we're really like complex, nuanced individuals as humans, and like we just deserve the space to feel the feels and to be heard.
Yeah.
And sorry, but my daughter has this book called The Rabbit Listened.
Uh-huh.
And it's about how this really like frustrating, sad thing happens to this little boy, and everybody comes along, and it's like one of the animals wants it hurt him to laugh about it, and one of the animals wants him to pretend it never happened, and one of the animals wants him to bury his head in the sand, like all these things. And then the rabbit comes along and it literally just sits there and listens, and then eventually the boy feels safe to go through all of those, like to go
wow.
through anger, to go through laughter, sadness, pretend it never happened, rebuild, like all of those things. But I do feel like the listening and the holding space for emotions is the first part. So,
and you do that excellently.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad you're reading this book to her. Now yeah. I need this book. I'm like, Remy, let's talk through emotions. That is like the number one toddler phase struggle.
Oh,
is like, oh, wow, you're feeling so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to be a lot better at that as a mom and holding space. Because I'm like, bruh, I've said this multiple times. I look at him and I'm like, okay, honey, are we done now?
Yeah.
Are we done here?
Yeah.
And that is not
that
the
means
correct
you
approach.
Let him cycle through it
I
at
did.
Least somewhat.
I did. So, and if it goes on too long, yeah. I'm like, okay, pal. we're gonna put the kibosh here.
Yeah.
And because I think at some point he's so little that like they just don't even remember why they're
yep.
spiraling.
Yep.
And so you just need a distraction, a change of pace, something. And
yeah.
they're like, okay. Like even when he's crying because he like hurt his knee or something, mm-hmm. my kiss on his knee does absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But it to him,
yeah.
it does. And it just yes, like, is it okay now? We're fine now. And it's so sweet
yeah.
how that matters. You know, and I don't know. I just had a moment today where I was like, he came down the stairs and was like, Mommy. And because Russ had gotten him up and whatever.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like I hung the freaking moon. And I was like, you know what? They all do, though. They all do at this age.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to miss that. Like, mm-hmm. he's only going to look at me like
yeah.
that. For so long. And like, I don't want to rush through my day and my busyness and my to-do list and miss
yeah.
this moment where like he thinks like we're just the greatest thing
yeah.
that's ever happened.
Because
he's going to wake up to the reality that we're not at some point. So we're both expecting
yes.
our second babies. We got two
little bumps.
Buns in the ovens.
Yeah.
And mine's a significantly larger bun in the oven.
That's really not true, but also you're a month ahead of me, so
yeah, but
that helps.
It still feels like
she also carries bigger babies than me.
I do.
Remy
I do.
Was 10
10 4
4 Waverly was 5 14.
Wow, we're almost half.
So wow, yeah,
you were
very different.
I'm telling you,
sized babies.
I think this, and you're having another girl.
Yeah,
and I'm having another boy.
Aww.
Which is just so fun.
So
our apologies if you do not care about baby things.
Oh, this
because
is not the one for
this
you,
is
maybe.
Just not your it's not your episode. But Courtney has so much insight as far as postpartum and all of that, and we're going to get to that. So
mm-hmm.
if you've been wondering what to do, how to take care of yourself after you have a baby, and she's going to tell us
Ooh.
All the reasons we should care about taking care of
yes.
ourselves after having a baby. I'm here to tell you, Courtney changed my life postpartum, and I just wish everyone could have the experience of having her take care of you after you have a baby. Because
so
she, you know, was my postpartum chef for the first 6 weeks. And I wept when she left. And a lot of my friends use her services, you know, a lot of artist wives
yeah.
and, you know, athletes, et cetera. And everyone gets devastated when she leaves. But like, I have no real
yeah.
reason to, because she's very much in my life. But I had this moment of like, who's going to take care
yeah.
of me? And it's not that Russell wasn't.
No,
there was just
he
like
was.
A whole other world of what you do. And so hang on to your hats. We're going to get there. We're just going to talk through some mom life stuff before that.
I love it.
Hey guys, stick around real quick while I share with you a sponsor of the pod, Fabric by Gerber Life. As a new mom of two, I know that protecting your family's future with life insurance is like providing them with a safety net and ensures their financial security no matter what life throws their way. It truly is so important. That said, it's really key to get an insurance policy that is excellent and makes it quick and easy to protect your family so you can get back to enjoying life. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You can get a personalized quote in just minutes and then simply apply when it's convenient for you. Not sure if life insurance is right for you? Take Fabric's online 60-second quiz to quickly find out. Literally go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required. Every time Russell and I traveled alone without Remy, I would have a sinking feeling we weren't prepared if, God forbid, something happened to us. It can be such a daunting task. So using resources like Fabric can help make it so much easier. Trust me, you will feel so much better when you have it all squared away like we do. It is so, so, so worth it. There is no risk to apply. They have 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, which is trusted by millions of families for over 50 years. With over 1,700 five-star reviews, they are rated as excellent on Trustpilot. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/coffeewithkaylee. That's meetfabric.com/coffeewithkaylee. meetfabric.com/coffeewithkaylee. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Y'all, I am thrilled to share today's sponsor of the show, Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix just gets me. Yes, I have a stylist. She's a fashion expert who shops for me and knows exactly what I like and what I don't, what will fit me in whatever season I'm in, and she sends me pieces in my budget. She just makes shopping easier. It all starts with a quick style quiz when you share your preferences, size, budget. After that, Stitch Fix does the rest. They send you 5 incredible items right to your doorstep. And guess what? They've got sizes ranging from extra small to 3XL, so you can always find the perfect fit, no matter your body type. As a working and traveling mom, this is my favorite part. Everything is shipped to you. You try everything on in the comfort of your own home, then keep what you love and send back the rest. Shipping and returns are always free. Order a refresh whenever you need it, or set it and forget it with the regular fixes. It is fashion on your terms. It is so easy, you guys. The process of picking out your own personal style, letting them know what you do and don't like, was actually so fun. It was like virtual dress-up. And taking the guesswork out of styling yourself is just so convenient. I am so thankful for Stitch Fix. They just get me. And they're going to get you, too. So try today at stitchfix.com/CWK, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/CWK. stitchfix.com/CWK. What are you most what are you most nervous about?
About having two under two.
Because not only are you a working mom, you are a small business owner.
Yeah.
Mom.
And her husband tours.
Like, even, I'm going to be totally honest, even the weeks leading up to this, I was overwhelmed of like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
How am I going to go do a podcast when I, and then Russell went on the road when I wasn't planning on him being on the road. Mm-hmm. And I thought of you so many times. Oh, I was like, Courtney does this all the darn time. She is running her business while Kevin's gone. Mm-hmm. And that is just, it's a lot. I'm just in awe of you, honestly.
Thank you. I think we all look to the next person who's doing something slightly more difficult, like
that's
Carla,
true.
The other guitarist.
Yeah.
Kellen's wife, Carla. She has 3 boys.
Yeah.
And works.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, if Carla can do it, I can do it. You know?
Yeah.
And if you're like, Courtney can do it, so I can do
it.
Yeah,
it's true.
When I found, so they're going to be 19 months apart, mm-hmm. assuming that the baby goes full term, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was like a, I think in the first 2 or so days, I spiraled a little bit logistically. How in the world am I going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on YouTube and I found military wives, day in the life, like mom of two under two with my husband gone for 9 months. You know, like they're not gone for a weekend. They're not gone for a month. They're gone for a long time.
Yeah.
And I, when I'm feeling stressed, I legit go watch those daily vlogs and I'm like, wow, they can do it. So I can do it. Now, granted, I don't think they're running a business. So that might be a little different. But
yeah, it is different.
There are just, I think for me, when you say, what are you most nervous about? It's just the logistical aspect, I think, that like really tends to send me in a little bit of a spiral. And then the other thing I think I'm nervous about is just that, you know, Waverly is, we both call her the love of our lives, even though we love each other so much. And Kevin is also the love of my life.
Right, right.
She is also the love of each of our lives.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I know they always say your capacity grows, but I'm like, how does my capacity grow? And also, how's she going to feel?
You know?
How's her sweet little heart going to feel? At some point, she will have no recollection of not having her little sister around, which I think is so sweet. She'll never be like, remember before her when I was the center of attention. But there is that adjustment period that I'm a little bit nervous about. Like, how's she going to handle that?
I just love hearing you say, you know, because you were not on the fence about becoming a parent.
100%,
but, okay, sure.
Very
we'll
fancy,
say it then.
Yeah.
I was very fancy.
Really.
Super fancy about it. Yeah. And now you're like, she's the love of my life.
Yeah. I feel very strongly about this, that everybody needs to hear, maybe not everybody, some people do need to hear that maybe parenthood is not for you and you're not less of a woman.
Absolutely.
Less of an individual. You're not incomplete. But also, you don't have to feel this biological drive to make that decision either. Because there was no part of me that was like, I have to have a baby now. And I felt like the odd man out because most of the people in my life did feel that way. And so actually the way that Kevin and I decided that we were going to get pregnant was, you know, we were like, okay, 10 years from now, do we see it just being us? Because we loved our life. We loved our time together. I think every couple does. I'm not saying they don't, but
some couples don't.
Yeah.
And babies, we're here to also tell you babies aren't Band-Aids.
Don't fix it. No, but like we just, you know, our schedules were flexible. We were really doting dog parents and just very happy with our lives as it was. We could walk out the door and go grab a cocktail and like just no really intense responsibilities besides our dog. And so we had to kind of zoom out and be like, neither of us has this urge to become parents, but 10, 20 years from now, is it still just us when we look to the future? And that was what we made the decision on. So if anybody out there is like, I can't decide and I feel like I should feel a certain way, you don't have to. But also you don't have to have kids. Like those are my two things.
Yeah.
It's like, but I mean, having Waverly was the, we would both tell you, is the best decision we've ever made in our, and she changed our lives forever, of course, but like for the best.
There was like a Jordan Peterson. We'll throw it out to old Jordan Peterson.
Wow. It's as if Kevin is in the room.
It's a longstanding joke. Kevin and Chris, back in the van days. Mm-hmm. Kev was in the OG van days with us, and he took the night shift like a mighty man of God and would park me at a Starbucks at like 5 and I would take over and drive
at
that van
sunrise
and trailer. Yes, the sunrise shift was pretty great.
Yeah.
But anyway, the boys, him and Chris, would sit up listening to old Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
And so it's a deep cut over here. But he was talking about becoming parents, and his stuff on like raising kids and becoming parents is really interesting. Mm-hmm. But he said, it was a bold statement, but he said, you cannot grow up until, like, people do not grow up until they have a child.
There definitely forces.
And he was like, there are other ways to grow up, but it is a lot harder to grow up until you've had a child.
Yeah.
And because until there's something you look at and you're like, I will die for you, you haven't fully grown up is kind of what he was saying. And it's true. Yeah. Like, nothing makes you, it also makes you feel old. Do you feel old?
I feel young at
heart. I'll project it.
For sure.
I'm projecting. Rose and I were like, I feel older.
I don't feel old. I think actually I feel young.
Oh, okay.
As a mom, I just feel, she brings, I mean, I'm already goofy and silly as it is, but I think she brings that out of me perpetually. So I don't, for some reason I don't.
Oh, that's funny. Becoming parents made us feel older because, I mean, it made us grow up. Like, we couldn't just go get a cocktail somewhere, and you can't.
That's true.
You've got to have babysitters. Mm-hmm. And then there's that meme that's like, I didn't know that becoming an adult was still asking my parents if I can go out. Because we both use grandparents as babysitters. Yeah. And it's true. I'm like, Mom, can you come over? Wow. Russ's mom, can you come over? Can I? Can I go on a date with my husband?
That is good.
Isn't that funny?
That's so true.
Yeah.
No, I definitely, I understand. And there's, I think the way that I feel old is that sometimes I'll look at my life and be like, I'm inhabiting this life. Like, I'm a homeowner, soon to be mother of two, business owner. Are we sure?
Yeah.
That's the way that I feel old, maybe, is that I'm like, sure. Surely not me. I'm not 34.
Right.
Oh, no, you are.
I love that. I love that advice, though, like working backwards. And I need to do that, too. Like, so if I want to write a book someday,
right,
I've got to be writing a book.
Yeah.
You know, and if Russ wants to do this or that, we've got to be taking these steps. If we want these goals, you got to work backwards and be practical. Yeah. And that's such good advice. It's like, what does your life look like in the future? And is it with grandkids or is it just the two of you? And if it is, great. If that's what you want, awesome. But if you see other people there, you have to start looking at logistics and it may force you to grow up. Mm-hmm. And I even felt like that with Russ. Like, I always wanted to be a mom. I knew I wanted to be a mom. Parts of me were like yearning for that. Mm-hmm. But then I also was looking for such intense confirmation because I was like, part of me was going to mourn it not being the two of us anymore. And now it's funny looking at Remy and I'm like, oh my gosh, I still have 2 months left. And then I'm like, oh, but I only have two months left with just you.
Yeah.
And so there's always, and then I would never go back to just the two of us. Mm-hmm. Life, no Remy.
Yeah.
So like, I know I'm going to feel that way with this next baby.
Do you ever have those moments? This is just me being very real. But there are moments where we're like, I miss being carefree.
For sure.
And then maybe you guys taste that a little bit more often because maybe you leave Remy at home and you go on the road with Russ and you get a chance to be slightly carefree.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think no matter what, once you have a part of you living outside of your body, you just don't experience the same like carefree life that you once did.
Yeah.
And so I never, ever, ever wish that I would never want to go back to before her. But there are times where we just kind of look at each other and we're like, remember we lived in that one bedroom apartment and we would just like walk out the door and walk to our favorite bar or we would fly to Italy with our friends. You know, it's like those are the moments that I do like slightly miss or like how hard it is to just go to the gym. I just want to go to the gym.
Right.
But it's like, okay, you watch the baby and then I know it might be a little unfair if I get to go to the gym and you don't get to go to the gym.
I don't need any more deterrence about going to the gym, you know?
It's Kaylee's like does not resonate with me. Thank you.
No, it's that I'm like too complicated.
Yeah.
There's my out. It's just it's too complicated.
And it's a great excuse.
No, but we do get a piece of that though. And I think if you do have a support system like grandparents and something that makes it feasible to get away, even just a night or two.
Yeah.
It feels daunting to even do that though, too. You're like, well, then we have to do this or, oh, that just seems too hard. Or, oh. And then you're about to leave. First time I left Remy, I bawled my eyes out. I cried.
I remember that.
I cried. And it was still like 8 months. He was maybe 8 months.
Yeah, he was not old.
He wasn't that young.
Older, yeah.
Yeah, because it was 2020. So we weren't traveling. But we were going, it was just three nights. Mm-hmm. And the week before I bawled my eyes out, the night before I bawled my eyes out, like rocking him. Like I just could not.
Yeah,
and then
it's so
and
real.
Then when I did it, I was like, this is great. And it's so good for like the married couple to be that again and be carefree and just go to dinner and walk and get that cocktail. And we did an all-inclusive. That was our first.
Yeah.
It was like no logistics, no carrying a wallet. No, it was just like footloose, fancy free, soak in the pool, hang at the beach, read a book, like just the things that you do totally miss. And we try to capitalize a lot on if I wanted to bring Remy to so many things, but I was like, it's better for him if we're going to LA and back.
Right.
I'm not flying him on a 4 or 5 hour flight just to sit with my mom because we have meetings. And, you know, it's better to just leave him at home.
Yeah.
And then we get like these little taste. Mm-hmm. We try to sneak in like a night here, a night there, just us. And that is helpful if like you're able to do that. Highly recommend, even when it's scary.
Yeah.
And even when you're bawling your eyes out and it feels like the most unnatural thing you've ever done. But I had to learn that. And what I love about what you guys are doing as parents too, like when I was getting ready for this podcast, I was like, I want him someday to know that I did this.
Yeah.
And to like, to look for a girl who has passions and
independence
and wants, you know, to accomplish things and has dreams and goals. Mm-hmm. And I want him in his marriage someday to get away and go prioritize his marriage. And how is he going to learn that if I don't show him?
Absolutely.
And you are showing Waverly how to be a freaking boss ace babe over there. Like running a business is a very, very, very difficult thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very, very difficult thing.
I do really, like, I think I see it in a very different light now that I'm a mom, where I'm like, she will see, even if, let's say this is not a part of our day-to-day life when she has memories, she can look back and be like, wow, my mom, like,
did it.
Ran a full-on business.
Yes.
With employees.
Yes.
When she was carrying me, when she was 9 months pregnant, she was walking up 3 flights of stairs at a condo, carrying, you know, bags of groceries, like whatever. I hope that she sees like what I did and is like, wow, my mom did it and I can do it too. Like, that's the most important part. I want her to feel empowered. And same with the next girl as well.
Yeah. And they're going to. Like, looking, I'm empowered looking at you. Like, how much more are your girls?
Yeah.
I just love it. And Kev's just like a sweet little girl dad, which is too cute.
He loves being a girl dad.
It's very adorable.
Cute. I have to backtrack real quick.
Yeah.
Because you asked me what I'm nervous about.
Yeah.
And I feel like I should return the question real quick. Well, that derail
everything.
So
I'm telling
you,
y'all. Like, she is the most thoughtful, caring gal over here.
I just want to know.
No, it literally same.
Okay.
Logistics of like, I was able to go and do a lot with one. Mm-hmm. And this tour, I'm not really able to go to. And that's like, obviously devastating for me because I just love being there and I love seeing it and keeping our family together. But I also was like, you know what? I'm planning on not going to like almost any of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, who knows?
You
like,
never know.
Who knows how? My expectation is to truly miss all of it because based on due date and whatever, I can't travel once the shows start and then they end within a month. And I'm like, I don't really know about that. But it did occur to me. I was like, you know what? I can take Courtney's food with me on the bus. And
moms have done that.
And I could. Well, part of it to me was like, I'm not going anywhere for 6 weeks. That's what I was like, I'm not going anywhere because Courtney is going to be there and I'm going to be okay. And I will be fed.
Lord willing, I won't be there for 6 weeks.
No, you won't.
Because
no, you won't.
Then
there will
I will be
very
else. Late having my own baby.
Yeah.
But those last 2 weeks, you'll be very well cared for as well.
Yeah.
But maybe you'll feel, you know, a little bit more ready to get out there.
Yeah, I might.
And
you know,
and that little
and
1 month
something
old.
That's comforting to me that hopefully will be to you too is anyone I've talked to who has more than one kid. They're like, the second time around, I think it was Cammy. She was like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're not like every feeding, changing every single diaper in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, they're dry. It's fine. Like, you know more and you can just kind of relax more. But that first time, you're just like, they made a noise. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and are they joking? Or and now I'm going to be like, oh, we're fine.
Yeah.
Hey, friends. Just taking a quick pause to share with you that this episode of Coffee with Kaylee is brought to you by Wild Grain. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. The team at Wild Grain just sent me a new box with so much delicious stuff inside. So let me tell you all about it. I have loved our Wild Grain box. We just made the blueberry scones and they were incredible. The baking process could not possibly be simpler and it made our morning so cozy at home. Felt like we were in a coffee shop, but we were at home with fresh baked pastries. It was amazing. And now you can fully customize your Wild Grain box so you can get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries that you like. If you want a box full of all bread or all pasta or all pastries, you can have it. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off of your first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/CWK to start your subscription.
You heard me. Free croissants, guys. And they're so good in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/CWK. That's wildgrain.com/CWK. Or you can use promo code CWK at checkout. The Lord has changed the lives of so many, including mine. Take a second and think about if you didn't have access to a Bible or if you weren't even allowed to have one. That is a reality for so many people around the world. So sharing the hope and peace with others is something that is so close to my heart, and that is why I wanted to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country on earth, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing that they're missing, a Bible in their own language. One missionary said, "We found so many people reading their Bibles, so please continue to pray for us. We still need more Bibles to distribute." So, friends, let's meet that need. For only $21 a month, you can provide 3 people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide 3 Bibles with a monthly gift of $21, as a thank you, Crew will provide meals to 15 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive one of my very own Coffee with Kaylee mugs. Simply text Kaylee to 71326 to help today. Imagine just how much this gift could change someone's life. So text Kaylee to 71326. That's K-A-I-L-E-Y to 71326 to help now, or visit give.crew.org/Kaylee. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Kaylee was the one who, like, basically gave me every single item that I used for my first baby. The owlet,
it was an
the
honor.
Snoo. Oh, the snoo was Hannah Seymour.
Yeah, yeah.
So, owlet, 80 other things, I'm sure.
Doona.
Baby Brezza, Doona, all of those things.
All the necessities.
I remember in the first 2 weeks, I think, I literally left my phone on and open next to my head with the owlet app going so I could just roll over and check her heart rate or whatever it tracks.
I love that app.
I mean, I did not. And then it got to the point where, you know, maybe a month down the road, I would just open it if I was awake in the middle of the night and, like, checking on her. But there was that, like, first few days where I was like, I can't even close it.
Yeah.
I'm that,
well,
like,
so scary.
And I don't think, I'm very optimistic, knock on wood, that it won't feel that way second time around.
And it can't either because the app changed. Do you know this?
No.
It's devastating.
Do we need to talk to them about this, Owlet?
Dear Owlet, this is our formal complaint.
Moms with anxiety.
Something happened. I don't know what. I think someone, maybe a lawsuit somewhere, that it does not alert you anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's okay. How I feel.
That's not good.
I'm secretly hoping my app hasn't updated or something and it'll still work how it did. If you don't know anything about this, this is like a little sock heart monitor situation that you put on their little foot. Mm-hmm. And it was a puck across the room for me that would, like, glow green and, like, kind of swell like breaths. And if it was detected that heart rate stopped or they stopped breathing, because SIDS is such, like, I kind of wish secretly that we lived in a time that we didn't know everything that could ever go wrong.
Right.
But that's just something you really worry about as a new mom. Yeah, because it is prevalent. You see it just everywhere being talked about. Mm-hmm. Not so much that it happens everywhere. But thank God it's very rare. But anyway, it would alert you. And there was a couple times that our sock thing did go off. And I would freak out. And he was fine. But, like, it woke me up. And that allowed me to sleep because I knew it would wake me up.
Yes. What the heck are you going to rely on now?
I don't know. Well, we do use the Nanit for our monitor, and they have a breathing thing that goes across them. But
we're going to brand drop real hard.
Yeah, we are.
Episode,
we're just telling
so
you all
anybody
our favorite.
Wants to sponsor.
Yeah, if you're pregnant and you're like, what do I need? This is your episode. I do really like Nanit. You definitely want, like, the 2-factor authentication on, because it is a video monitor and hackers are thing.
That's scary.
But it has 2-factor. So it is, like, a very
That's
secure
good.
One, which is wonderful. But there's, like, a little thing that goes across their chest that has these little symbols in black and white. And the monitor picks up breath motion.
Yeah.
And it will go off if they stop breathing.
Okay.
So but, like, early on in that bassinet in my room, I don't have a little Nanit, you know? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. It is funny having borrowed so much from Kaylee. I'm like, I like started polling the audience. I was like, who else has these items? Because now we're having babies at the almost the exact
yes.
same time.
So what are we going to do?
Who's got a doona? Who's got a
who's got the baby Brezza?
I've talked to multiple people who are like, sorry, my snoo's loaned out. And I'm like, stop loaning your snoo out so you can loan it out to me. I need it.
I am trying a different thing this time. So if I like the new thing, then you will have my snoo to use. Both of these are like tech advanced.
These are not necessary items.
No, they're not.
At all.
No, they're not.
Get a bassinet.
Yes.
Call it a day.
Call it a day.
I didn't realize how cheap bassinets were until I was like, oh, I need to buy one maybe. And then I was like, oh, bassinets are like $100.
Yes. And the snoo is like
$12.
Yeah, $1,000. Mine was gifted to me by the brand.
Yes.
So I will be totally transparent about that. I did not purchase it. I probably would not have purchased it. But I am very glad I have it.
Yeah.
It essentially helps rock your child so that you get more sleep. Mm-hmm. And when they start to stir, it picks up on the sound and it like helps put them to sleep. And so if you're new to having kids and you know you want a bunch, I would totally recommend registering for a bunch of this stuff.
Yeah.
If you know you're going to have a lot of kids, that's when it's worth it. Mm-hmm. If you're having, you can also rent a snoo. But that's, if you're only having like one kid, that is definitely more cost effective than, because they're only in it for a little while. And then honestly, most people lend theirs out because it's a pain to store all, all the
you
stuff.
You don't want that in your
house. I was like,
forever.
Here's all my baby stuff, Courtney, take it. This other brand I'm using, it's called Cradlewise, also a gift. I'm excited to try it.
Yeah.
It bounces like up and down when snoo was like side to side.
So Cradlewise is kind of like a bus.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's more like how I naturally bounce my kid to get to sleep. So that's why I was like, I think this. I don't like rock, I don't swivel like one of those like saucer toys as
a
kid,
you really don't.
You know? So I'm curious to see how it goes. And it has a has its own monitor and sound machine and all this. I am, fun Kaylee fact, I'm a techie.
You are.
I'm a techie person.
Yes.
So like, tech baby gadgets, I'm just like here for.
I will be the other voice in this conversation to say that you really don't need much at all if you're having a baby. We have a small house and we don't like acquiring a lot of things. And so I was very much like, what are the essentials that I need?
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
And it's really not as much as you even think in the first place.
What were some of those? I'm curious. I admire this about y'all. You're very minimal people.
Well, also, we got to rely on friends like you. So I will say borrow. I will say get secondhand. Yeah. Like, those two options are, like, so much more helpful than, like, being like, I'm going to get all of these brand new things, especially because your baby will actually tell you what it wants to be housed in or sleeping in or whatever, you know? But I think you need like one or maybe two carriers. Like maybe like you had one that Russ liked better. You had one that you liked better, right?
No, we both like the same one.
Okay,
but most, it's typical. Most people like the baby Bjorn is my favorite. Mm-hmm. We do the Jersey one. It does not
soft,
grow. Yeah,
so
it
nice.
Doesn't grow with your baby. So it feels impractical.
I will admit I kept her in it for far too long. She was very much sized out of that thing.
But
and
the other
like,
one I had was for like, went from infant to hiking with a toddler, you know? And that just is so cumbersome when you have like a newborn. This was like little and minimal and cozy and it just snap, snap, and you were set.
Yeah.
I think a lot of moms, I call them the swoopty doopty ones, like those. I did not. I was like, I do not have the patience.
Yeah.
I watched one YouTube video. I was like, absolutely
I did try those because I borrowed like three from Becca, all different types of wrapping mechanisms. And I definitely employed those sometimes. In the end, Waverly didn't like to be worn that much anyway. So we'll see what happens with baby two. But I think another thing, it's kind of controversial, but your baby doesn't need to be like put in a container that much. Like we put Waverly on the floor a ton and it's actually really good for developmental stuff.
Oh, great.
And as long as they're safe there, I think that'll be what's the question now, because, you know, yes, we have Noodle. We had him the first time. That's our dog. But now we have Waverly kind of roaming around.
Right.
So it's like, is the baby safe on the floor this time? Not sure. But it's actually really good for them developmentally to lay on their back, have a tiny bit of tummy time, and then guess what? It's time to go back to sleep. You know, so you don't really need that many containers to put your baby in every room of your house. If anything, we had a Dock-a-Tot and we would just carry the Dock-a-Tot from room to room.
Yeah, that's what we did too.
Yeah.
And I have another. It's funny because I registered for, that's why I was able to lend so much stuff out. I registered for doubles. Because I knew a lot of people were going to get us stuff. And I was like, well, I'm going to need something on the bus and at home.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, then it was 2020 and we were on no bus. And I had two Daca Tots.
Well, now you have one upstairs and one downstairs.
Two strollers. And I have, Or like, now I'll get to take it on the bus.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
And it'll be what I intended. But I've thoroughly enjoyed being a resource to be like, go borrow, use, like. If you're out there with all this stuff, don't sit on it. There's also, fun fact, a thing called Baby Quip. I'm just giving all the brand things. when you travel, this thing is called Baby Quip, and it's kind of like Airbnb for baby gear. Mm-hmm. So when we went to the beach, I went on Baby Quip, and I said the things I needed. And when we showed up, we sent all the like check-in information for where we were staying. And when we showed up, there was a crib set up, like a real one, not even like a pack and play. It was a fold up kind.
Oh, my goodness.
But there was a crib set up. There was a high chair. There was a play gym to like contain him because there weren't gates on all these different like staircases. There were books. There were all this stuff.
It was everything that you didn't have to schlep from
Yes.
home.
And what's cool is it's moms who have all this extra baby gear that's taken care of really well. And they go drop it off and set it all up for you.
Wow.
And, like, they get to make money on the stuff that they have. And I'm like, this is
awesome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And so when you're traveling, you're not having to take a pack and play and all the stuff that makes you have, like, 15 bags.
8,000 different
things. But if you have a bunch of baby gear that you're like, what do I even do with this? Are we done having kids or whatever?
Hit up Baby
This Quip. May be in your, I think it was on, like, Shark Tank or something. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Every good thing is.
Brilliant. other things that are available to people that I know and love.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your ebook for a second.
Oh, yeah.
The Poor LaMare.
My other baby.
So Courtney may not be in your city, and maybe someday we will dream it, scheme it, franchise this.
You never know.
Everywhere. She can't get around me and Russ too much because we're just brainstormers. And we're like, what if we did this? What if we did it? It could be overwhelming working.
It's good for me.
Talking
it stretches
with us.
Me, but
we're like, we could do this. And what about that?
I get logistically bound.
But what is available to you, wherever you are, is an ebook that she made of recipes that she uses to take care of new mamas, that people can help take care of you wherever you are.
I started small. It's 10 recipes, but it's the ones that, so I do this thing at the end of my time with a client where I'll be like, what were your favorites? We call it the greatest hits menu, or maybe two. If they had a long enough list of favorites, we'll do two menus, but.
Which I did. I have a lot of greatest hits.
I love it. So it's the greatest hits all compiled into one. And, you know, there's like maybe two snacks, two breakfast options, or three or four breakfast options, and then the rest are entrees. So kind of just like a smattering of different things that people can try. And I love the idea that you can give it to somebody else for them to make, like give it to your mom, give it to your mother-in-law, give it to your meal train people. Like it's just a good way, hopefully, to empower other people to support other people, because we should be the village for each other. Poor LaMare was born out of the necessity that people are not really stepping up for their people to help nourish them in the way that they need to be nourished postpartum. So hopefully the ebook can empower people to be like, hey, I really don't have a lot of time or money, whatever, however you're strapped, but I can make these energy bites for my friend and drop them off at her house.
And they're so good. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
They're so good. The short rib is in there.
Oh man. It sounds scary, and I just want you to know it's not scary.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you just put low and slow, and then you're like, oh, cool. Now it's the most gourmet, delicious thing
it is
ever.
Unbelievable. And the root veggie hash, the breakfast hash.
Yeah, that was a Dickerson favorite.
That is a Digger. It's still a Dickerson favorite.
Yeah.
And we love to, I'll make a big old batch of it.
Yes.
And then the day in the morning, I'll fry up an egg and throw it on top. And it's like,
that's
and warm up, obviously, the hash.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I am, like sitting like a queen in there having just like the most amazing breakfast that belongs in some trendy place with like guys and mustaches behind the bar and like with the aprons on, you know what I mean? With their pour over coffee. So explain to my people the value in taking care of yourself, that fourth trimester, as it is called.
Good memory.
Thank you. I've retained so much you've taught me, because it's life changing. It really is. And
so
it's important.
Sweet. So the thought, there's like a saying, and it's the first 40 days for the next 40 years. And this is, I did not come up with any of this. This is centuries old. And I think that's like the first thing I need to say is that like I honestly should get zero credit, except for maybe the iterations of recipes
that I've researched and putting value behind it and teaching other people how to do it. That's like,
But I didn't invent the wheel here. And so I think it's like really important to give credit where credit is due, which is like truly like ancient traditions, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, Indian cultures, Latin cultures, Native American, like they all have a structure around like supporting a new mom specifically through food. And then our standard American culture is just like, what's up? Lose the baby weight, get back to work. Yeah. And so this was really just like me seeing, oh, wow, I know from my background, I'm a certified natural chef and I have a degree in nutrition. I know that we need specific nourishment in general, but especially during certain recovery-centric seasons of life. And the more I learned about birth, the more I was like, oh, yeah, this is one of those seasons of life where we really need to be like supporting people through food more so than we are. And I would like take like a meal train meal to somebody and they would be like, oh, my gosh, thank you. This is the first home cooked meal I've had. And I'd be like, you're 3 weeks postpartum. What have you been eating? And not to like be ungrateful, because a meal train of any kind is very helpful and we are thankful. Like, don't get me wrong.
We're thankful but for your enchiladas.
Yeah. The Stover's lasagna, or if you live in the South, it's the poppy seed chicken, or maybe the DoorDash gift card. Again, we're thankful. But like when you're thinking about, like, okay, I really want to support myself for the next 40 years, because it's real, like your recovery in those 40 days does influence the like the rest of your life as a woman, your hormonal health. It's like so much more than just getting your body back. It is how's my pelvic floor like recovered? How has my, you know, wound recovered? How's my hormonal health come back into balance? Like all of that. And it's more than 6 weeks, to be fair, but we want to honor at least those first 6 weeks and acknowledge the weight that they carry in influencing the rest of your life through menopause even.
So what blew my mind was like just the practical things when you were like, well, the first week we do this because of this, this, and that. Like it made perfect sense. But I never, ever would have prior. Like, you know me. I would have come home and I probably naturally would have. The first thing you made me, I'll never forget, guys, I'm telling you, it's life-changing, was ramen. You made me a ramen.
Yeah.
And I probably would have ordered that.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's interesting how you actually crave what you should be having. Like, everything you made, when I looked at the menu prior, I was like, I don't know if I'll feel like that. I don't know. We'll find out. And when it was made for me, I was like, this is exactly what I want and what I feel like I need.
Yeah.
And I would have maybe gone to find it, but it was never going to be like your organic, like organic
pasture
bone broth made for 48 hours or however.
That was a special treat for you guys. I've never made it again.
Really?
No, truly.
The ramen?
It was just so, like, it was a labor of love for sure.
But so talk through the weeks for us and like just kind of a rough overview of what those goals are and just how important it all is.
So I will say there's education yet for me to acquire, because I know there's even like more nuance to this than I realize. And there's an acupuncturist locally who's really passionate about postpartum as well. And she's like, well, you know how in the second week your X, Y, and Z levels are dropping. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's still so much I don't know. But that first week, we really do try to prioritize like warm, easily digestible, soft, stewy. Like, and really, that's the first several weeks.
Yeah.
So it can be tricky to have a postpartum mom in July, because they're like, I don't want to eat stew every day. And I'm like, you can do it. It could be worse. But really, there is like a reinventing of our understanding of what is healthy. So it's like maybe you're like, oh, I need to be healthy postpartum. I need to nourish my body. So I'm going to drink smoothies and eat salads. And it's like, actually, especially that first week, you know, maybe we're talking tissue healing. We're talking wound healing, because there's, you know, when your placenta detaches, there's a wound the size of a dinner plate inside of your body. And I heard the other day, like, if a doctor saw that wound on the outside of your body, they would be like, you can't move for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But because it's internal, nobody's really talking about it.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, that tissue healing, wound healing, You know, it really depends. I always have my mom's tell, like, I'm like, as much as you're willing to share, tell me how your birth went so that I can tailor the needs. Did you have a C-section? Did you tear? Like, we don't have to get into the nitty gritty, but there's just a lot of different ways that you can support through how you're eating. And one of, you know, there's a lot of bone broths that we incorporate because that's an amazing Band-Aid. Like, it really does. Like, if you're experiencing any of these 10 issues postpartum, have a cup of bone broth every day. You know, it really does.
And that's
help
helpful
things.
If you're like anywhere in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can. Do you recommend the like Whole Foods ones, the like the Kettle Fire or like any of those prepackaged or like are we talking we need instant pots at home?
Oh, for sure.
Making. So like, what are some of the hacks we can do?
I have a bone broth angel. He's a hilarious, amazing guy who's just really passionate about bone broth. And he does like a 72-hour simmer in a copper kettle for me. And like,
it's amazing.
It's really impressive. But even I stopped doing the instant pot broth once I could outsource that. I was like, I'm not as equipped as this guy is. But all that to say, there's a lot of virtual consults. That's one other service I offer. So a lot of those, we're not talking about somebody who lives in Nashville and they may not even have access to a local butcher where I'm like, go to your butcher and get some bone broth. Typically they make it. So if that's not accessible to you, I love Kettle Fire, Kettle and Fire. My gosh.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Get the name right. And then my other favorite is in the freezer section. It's called Bonafide Provisions. And they do a beef, a turkey, and a chicken. And I like it best because it just, I don't know why, it tastes so good to me. Like, and it is the kind where, and this is going to like freak some people out, but when you pour it, it's gelatinous.
Yes.
Which you should know, you should warm it. I had a client ask, should I be drinking this warm? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, please don't
drink that. Was it like Jell-O? Was she eating it like Jell-O?
Absolutely. I was like, I can't imagine trying to drink that texture out of a mug.
No.
So, yes, warm your bone broth.
Yes. And it should, gelatinous is a good sign that it's like the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of that collagen is getting to work in your body. It's not been processed out. The Kettle Fire, I don't think it gets a chance to be that fortified, but that is a really well-sourced, high-quality bone broth. There's one called Bare Bones. It's in like a bag. It's also shelf-stable. I really believe in the quality of that one. And then Bonafide Provisions is my other favorite. And then, you know, there's nuance therein, and I'm sure your farmer's market has bone broth, and your local grocery store probably has them. So there's options, but I would just say don't get like the carton of like, just read your ingredients, because a lot of broths are like, surprise, we put yeast extract and cane sugar and coloring, and you're like, no, I don't need that. That's not helpful to me. So just, find the thing that's like chicken bones, salt, apple cider vinegar. Maybe that's it. Maybe there's like some onions or garlic thrown in there.
Right.
Long answer.
No, I love it. So tell us more about the consult. So if someone is like, okay, I want to know more about this where I am.
Yeah.
What would they do?
So on my website, which is pourlamere.com, pourlamere means for the mother in French.
Yes.
And I speak fluent French. No, I'm just kidding.
For the fancy ladies out there. For you and your bébé.
Yeah, for your bébé. You just go to my website and there is an option to contact for any of the services. And virtual consult is on there. It's listed kind of what you receive and how it goes down. But essentially, you and I find a time to jump on a FaceTime or a Zoom, and we chat through your context. So I find out in advance, you know, what are your dietary preferences and requirements? What does your support system look like? So some people maybe are like, my nanny said she's going to meal prep some meals for me. I'm like, cool, I'm going to change what I'm going to send you, because I want it to be something that your nanny's like, cool, I have, you know, 10 minutes while 30 minutes while the kids are napping.
Right.
I'm going to make this beef stew in the instant pot, like that kind of thing. Or if you're like, my husband loves to cook, it's our first baby, he's going to have time and energy, I think and hope, then we'll maybe talk about that differently. So we kind of go through your context and we apply the pillars of nourishment, is what I call them, to your context. And it's an hour long chat. And then at the end, I send you just basically an obnoxious email full of links and resources and all that kind of stuff.
But it's awesome. Like, I when I tell you it's a game changer, it for sure is. And like, y'all know us, like, we're Costco people. We don't have like full-time nannies or chefs, or like, we don't do that kind of thing. So this was for sure a stretch for us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, first of all, I believe in Courtney fully. But if it wasn't you, I probably never would have done it. But now I'm like such a believer. I tell everyone I possibly can who's having a baby, I'm like, listen, if you have to register for like several less things and your people contribute to this, because that's what I said. I was like, if you want to do a meal train, you're welcome to. I'm doing this postpartum thing.
Yeah, just Venmo Courtney.
You're welcome, to Venmo Courtney, like for a meal, and pick which one it is, you know? So, it was just such a life-changing thing. And I think it's not talked about like most things in having children and all of that. Yeah. Like, you need to be taken care of too. And as a result, like, this isn't a promise you make to people, but I will say my milk supply was significant because I really do believe on a really deep level I was being nourished and taken care of, and my body was able to heal and did a good job doing what it's, you know, supposed to do. I just want to say I'm just proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting me. I mean, you are fully. All of my, I think a large number of my clients, I should have a commission set up for you. Because absolutely, I'm like, gosh, Kaylee sent me another client.
Absolutely. I'm an evangelist for Port La Mer, and I think what you're doing is incredible in every way. I'm proud of you as a business owner, as a mom, as a wife. Like,
thank you.
You're an amazing, amazing friend.
I'm proud of you as we are sitting here talking on your podcast. I feel like I actually, when I lived with you, I would sit on the other side of the camera while you were doing your like Instagram stories, coffee with Kaylee moments. And I would just be over here like sipping my coffee, snickering, watching you do them. And this is very full circle of a moment right here. So, I mean, I'm incredibly proud and, you know, equally of you.
I love you. I'm so,
I love you too.
So glad you came to hang out with
me. Thanks for having me for coffee.
Yes. I love you. I love you so much. Now go relieve your husband because he has something to do.
Gotta let him go.
The logistics guys, pray for us.
Yeah.
Gosh. Pray for us and our logistics. All the prayers. We got it. Mm-hmm. We got it. You got it. Everyone out here, we got it. Have a great day, guys. Is she not just the best? I'm going to go ahead and make a link of all of our favorite baby things that we mentioned on this episode. I have more experience since we've recorded this episode. I'm here to tell you I'm obsessed with the CradleWise crib and all the things we mentioned in this episode. I actually have barely missed using the outlet this time around. I don't know, you just get more used to it and more secure that your baby's going to be all right. So there's so much that I can't wait to share with you. And next week, we have my guy, Joey Lankford here. What a pioneer in just changing the world around us. And I just can't wait for you to get to know him.